Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schultz with Jeff Tesh of the Beavers. Jeff, anyone that's watched your team this year knows that they're better than they were a year ago. Doesn't make it any easier to take 0-3, does it?
It doesn't. And in some ways, more frustrating. You either get blown out and say you're just not good enough, but our kids are good enough to win, and they're working hard enough to win. And some shape or form, we're playing well enough to win. And then when you watch the film, we deserve to lose because we're, you know, giving up big plays, not finishing off things. But you're right. Yeah, we few things here and there, we could be winning ball games.
2 weeks in a row, your team has put together back-to-back good second-half drives and scored touchdowns. Have there been adjustments made or better execution in those drives?
I think a little bit of both. You know, we started out offensively real well and we're moving the ball, and I give Winona some credit. They did some things to kind of get us off kilter a little bit, and we adjusted at halftime. Proud of the coaches, thought they did a good job, and the kids got her going in the second half. And I think we've done a good job of that so far, but got to do it a little bit earlier and, you know, be a little bit more productive throughout the whole game.
Your offensive line is very veteran, supposed to be a strong point of that offense. How do you explain all the sacks last week?
It's one of those deals, you know, I bow out for a second. I'm not the offensive line coach. I'm the head coach. And if you look at all seven, probably five of them had nothing to do with the old line. And it's quarterback taking off running. Two of them were running back mistakes. So they played a little bit better, but you know, we're a team and it's a whole deal. And as a line coach in charge of protection, we've got to do better in all of phases. The line's got to man a man do better. The back's got to pick their guys up. And then the quarterback's got to trust those guys that they're going to do a good job. And sometimes he's still taking off and just running and trying to do too much with his feet.
I don't think I've ever mentioned Jeff Harris's name in a broadcast. And I know for a fact he was not on my depth chart last week. Where'd he come from, and was that expected of him making a couple of big plays like he did?
Well, he's a kid from Arizona, one of our Arizona kids, and you know, as we were trying to find ways to get quicker, more athletic against these teams that are spread out, throwing situations, playing fast, he's not quite physically ready, but the one thing he can do is he can really run. And you know, I think he's going to be a good player. He's a redshirted freshman. He's got to get bigger, but just in that right time where we can just let him run and not ask him to do too much physically, but just get after the quarterback, then he can do that right now.
How much does playing at home and an unlimited roster help a guy like that in a specialty situation?
Quite a bit, because you know, this week it'll be a little bit different story. But we've got to bring a kid like that in, just a pass rush specialist, and let him use his speed and athletic ability. And you know, it's too bad he wasn't quite ready. You know, more against the Southwest team that's going to play a lot more plays and they're going to throw fast. You need a kid like that that can run all over the field.
More with Jeff Tesh later in the Benusa Pregame Show right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Time for part two with head coach Jeff Tesh. Concordia does some interesting and non-traditional things defensively, Jeff. As a general fan, as we watch football games, we always watch the ball. As you guys are breaking down film on CSP or anybody that does things a little quirky, what's the first thing you're looking for?
Well, see if you can figure out when we do this what they're going to do, so you can tell your guys and put a game plan in, and that's the hardest thing. Right when you think you have a tendency that they'll line up this way, the next play they'll do the opposite. And they play about, you know, every front in the world, so you can't say like Augie, if we line up like this, 99% of the time they're going to line up like that, and you can kind of call plays accordingly. So your kids got to be sharp, and they're very much like the trend in the league right now. Play man-to-man, and the one safety real deep is free, call it cover one, and then they just blitz you and say they can only call so many holding penalties on their corners, and we're just going to grab and hold you, and we'll get away with, you know, more than the officials are going to throw, and that's just a big tendency right now in the league.
Every team exposes weaknesses of other teams. What have you taken out of what Moorhead did against CSP? What have you taken against what St. Cloud did against them?
Well, Moorhead was able to run the ball and make some big plays. I'm sorry, St. Cloud, and just kind of went toe-to-toe and matched up well and made a lot of big plays running, counters. They threw up a couple plays. Morehead just made athletic plays. I mean, even like at the end of the game, their last drive, they had them really covered. Their receivers just jumped up, made great plays. Morehead hit one big play on a run. You can't get frustrated with all the fronts and stunts and everything they're doing. They're going to get you on a few three and outs and get you in the backfield a few times. You just got to make some big plays. Try and be somewhat, obviously, consistent.
How much of a stats guy are you and the rest of the staff?
You know, we all are to an extent. I personally am not a huge one. You know, you look at some of the early games, and we were doing a lot of good things and still haven't won. So time of possession always bugs me. It just because when you play all these plays and you play faster, and that one I just wish could be different, you know, than what we're doing. It's a huge one. But then obviously the turnovers, you pay attention to that, and you got to practice accordingly and get better on those. And, you know, I think we have. I look at penalties before and after the whistle. We can control those, line up right, snap counts, stop on the whistle, that kind of thing. You know, the aggressive ones you're trying to hold and play football, those happen. But, you know, I look at a lot before and after the whistle.
Our player profile earlier was with Gunnar Olszewski. He's a real confident kid. Even though he's a freshman, how does that confidence trickle down to the rest of the team?
Yeah, it really is interesting. I've had guys who are captains that are quiet leaders, you know, from the area, and you know, still just don't have that ability to motivate guys. And it's just Gunner's got that certain personality. I mean, he moves up here in the middle of summer, and he's sleeping on a couch of a bunch of veterans. And I mean, come on, how many guys got the courage to do that? Let alone fit in and make friends. And by the time pre-fall camp had started, I mean, he seemed like one of the gang. And he's just an infectious personality kid, and he backs it up by playing well on the field. So those two things make him very popular.
Good luck. See you in the postgame, Jeff.
Thank you.
Jeff Tesh, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next in the Beaver Radio Network.